Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back with more Mark Grody and Alyssa Bergamini on 670 The Score.
Bergs likes to bet. Let's just put it out there.
I'm betting girl.
Mm-hmm.
Betting on my jobs. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try this sports media thing in Chicago. And here we are. I'm on the air right now. Look at that.
That's pretty sick.
On 670 The Score. I actually remember growing up and listening to The Score.
Really?
Like in my garage. Never did I think I'd be someone that would be working on the radio.
None of us do.
I know.
Yes, we all have it's our beauty origin of life. Stories, right? I grew up listening to that person. And oh, now I'm working with that person.
Yeah.
Oh, now I don't like that person. Oh, now I know what that person is all about.
Yep.
Oh, now I want that person gone. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. None of that ever happened.
Yeah,
at
you
all.
Don't have any enemies. I know you don't.
I don't have any enemies, but there have been people through the years that I have, let's just say I have liked more than others.
Okay, hopefully yeah. I am one of them.
Absolutely.
As we sit here in our matching yellow.
Absolutely. No, I always love my opportunities with the Bergs because, like I said, we did famously, and that is Alyssa Bergamini, Meister. Mm-hmm. I am Mark Grody. Here with you until 9 o'clock. Bergs and I last year got to perform a Bulls draft show without a draft pick, or at least not a first rounder.
I think it was a 4-hour show, if I remember.
Believe it was a 4-hour show. We were at the Advocate Center, which is where the Bulls train, just outside of the United Center.
Yes,
and but it turned out to be like really good.
It was we did great. We used all the knowledge that we had,
poured it
into that 4-hour show. And then after we were done, I would say maybe 20 to 30 minutes after, they signed Julian Phillips out of Tennessee.
That's right.
So that's timing right. is everything.
Luckily, Chuck Swirsky had the post-game show last year.
He did.
Right? I think you didn't you
and
go
he
on did, that?
I called in and then I was like, Chuck, I got to go with her during the press conference. I'm the only one talking on the phone.
Oh.
Arturis is talking at the podium. I'm like, I'm on the air with Chuck. I'm like, I'll I'll call you back.
So here we go. We're taking you inside the business, whether you want to or not. I think people like hearing about stuff like this, like some of the backstage stuff. But yeah, we had this conundrum the other night. Now this year, Alyssa Bergamini was at the White Sox game, so she was not part of the Bulls draft coverage because
I was bummed out.
Their big charity night for the Sox, where Bergamini shines. She's out there shining on TV throughout that entire game. So you did the right thing. But we ran into Chuck Swirsky and I did the show. I love working with Chuck. We tried to get him on tonight, but Chuck has work to do. He's calling a
basketball game.
Right.
He's doing
like a Canadian Summer League thing that he does. So, yeah, man, he's out working.
No days off for Chuck.
Yeah, no days off for Chuck, but loved working with Chuck. We got into a really bad spot at the end. The public relations had called the media over because there was going to be a conference call with the Bulls' top draft pick, Matas Buzelis. And so everybody starts gathering, and the place goes quiet. And here's Chuck and I, and you know how it is. It's like we're literally echoing throughout the gym,
and everyone hears everything you're saying.
But it gets really weird when you're a broadcaster, and then it's all of a sudden it's quiet, and then Chuck and I, like it got really quiet all of a sudden between the two of us. And luckily, and we're like, this is, and so I take a break, and Chuck's like, what are we going to do here? You know, like, this is like, we can't just talk over this press conference that's about to go on and everybody's trying to focus. We can't just, you know? So luckily, Ryan Porth, who was out there as well, he was playing engineer with us.
Oh, he was playing the Rich Wyatt.
He was playing the Rich Wyatt, and Porth was like MacGyver out there trying to find a way to hook us into the conference call that was about to take place with Matas Buzelis, and he was able to do it, and that's it, because it would have been like us trying to figure out, like whispering to each Chuck and I,
right,
with
while
Bulls
he's talking.
Bulls whispers with Chuck and Mark is what Matas Buzelis. I gotta love a Josh Giddey. that's what would have happened, and it would have been really awkward and weird. And it might sound a little awkward and weird as I tell the story right now. But he was able to get us into it, so it was actually great for the content and just for the fact that we had a little unforeseen issue right there.
And it all got ironed out?
It all got ironed out. But it was not the same without you out there, Berg.
I know.
So, but
I'm like, two good things happening in one day. That's just Murphy's Law, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But it seems like they got a good pick. Can you fill us in, since I wasn't there to be on this amazing broadcast with you? 19 years.
Yeah, man. There's so much swirling with the Bulls right now. But yeah, they get the Matas Buzelis, 6'10" forward with the G League Unite last year, 14 points and 7 rebounds. The problem, I guess, and I guess we're all just kind of jumping on the bandwagon with calling this the problem, he does have to improve on his shooting. He's 27% from three, so that's got to get better. My guess, Bergs, is he's probably not going to be a big part of the rotation early in his career, but I've been off on guys before. You just never know. I mean, this was such a weird draft. Like anybody that they had taken, nothing would have surprised me.
Yeah, there was no Victor Wembanyama this year.
Exactly, which, exactly. And next year will be a better. They're already starting to talk about next year's draft, but this is definitely not somebody you go crazy over and say, they got Matas Buzelis, but you look at what he represents. And that is, you know, this guy who with great size, he does have some ball handling skills that are available to him as well. Can he become a better shooter, a guy at that size? And as you mentioned, at 19 years old, there's a lot of obvious upside to him as a prospect, at least. But I don't see this guy as somebody who's going to be. But then again, and you could talk about more about this, too, is the Bulls are not going to be good next year.
Oh, please. Like, I need some.
I'm
Mark,
sorry, Burks.
Mark, I can't do a bad White Sox season. Bulls.
I know.
I need something.
I know, but you know how middling they've been.
We're going to have to push past the play-ins.
Oh, yeah, but that's just it. Play-ins suck.
I know.
It sucks
I'm
to
not
be part
the biggest
of the
fan. So let's make it to the playoffs.
So it almost would feel better to not get in, because then all eyes are on you. Oh, you're the team that barely made it in. And then, oh, man, you're the I think I can team. You get this bad label and connotation that comes with the play-in team. Like, yeah, we're making a special exception for you because
we understand.
Like you. So let's get past that. take the hit, and I'm not saying this has to be like the post-Jordan Bulls, but you take the hit now. At least they're acknowledging there's an issue with this Bulls core and things have to change. I mean, it's, and we'll talk to Schanowski about this coming up too. I mean, it really feels like the chances of the Bulls trading DeMar DeRozan are at about 90%.
Yeah, I feel like that might even happen during the course of this show.
Amen. You said that earlier. Yeah, before we were on the air.
I'm possibly speaking that into existence. I would hate to see DeMar go, but also just looking at the current trades that they've been having as of recently, this looks like they're going towards the youth movement is the word that I keep hearing over and over.
Yeah, I mean, they trade Alex Caruso. I mean, that was the first one where, you know, you get Josh Giddey back. Oh, hey, guess what? 19 years old as well. Really good size. Same thing as Modest Buzelis. So there is, again, and even more so in the case of Josh Giddey, because this will be his fourth year in the NBA. But there is a certain upside to some of these guys. But yeah, but the fact that they traded Alex Caruso, that's the news. Like, you got Josh Giddey back. We'll break him down all day and all night if you want. But for me, it was you traded Alex Caruso, and that means that you are officially saying bye-bye to the past core, just like we did with the Whitesides. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like that core looked very promising at one point in time, or maybe it was just one half of one season, because that's about what they were and when they dominated, when they had Lonzo Ball healthy for, and maybe I'll even give it a little bit more than half the season, they were terrific. And then they kind of came back down to normal towards the end of that season. But when you had Lonzo Ball and you had Vucevic and Zach LaVine, and that saga continues. Yes, and DeMar DeRozan on your team and Alex Caruso, you did have the makings of what appeared to be a pretty good core. But just like with the White Sox, like, you have to seriously consider, and they are with the Alex Caruso trade.
Right.
They're taking it down. They're taking it down.
They're taking it down, and they're going towards the younger players.
Exactly.
And we've seen success with that with some other teams. You see the Oklahoma City Thunder, young team. They made it into the playoffs this year. The Orlando Magic, also a young core. The Pacers, another team. So there is a method to the madness, and finally, I haven't heard that word continuity yet, which I'm happy about, because that was not getting anyone far with that word continuity. And finally, Arturas has made, you know, some changes already, and this seems like it's only the beginning. And he said, too, how everything's on the table.
Yeah.
And he hasn't said that before.
So
there is some hope. So, yeah, Mark, I can't do a bad Sox season and a bad Bull season.
I love what you said, though, about the continuity factor. Like, it's such a nice word. Like, we should all have continuity at all times in our life.
But you also need change.
Well, exactly.
To evolve and grow.
And it's an idealistic word when it comes to, like, sometimes when it comes to sports in general. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not, like, continuity, of course, everybody wants it. But in this case, it got to be to the point with Arturas where he was forcing continuity, where it just wasn't able to grow. Like, the seeds were not there. It was not in the environment in which continuity could take place, unfortunately. Why don't we, Bergsmeister,
yep,
Bergamini.
Brody Meister. Are you going to make a bet with me? Am I making this up?
Oh, that's right. Oh, well,
sorry, do what you got
to
do.
I am. I do have to. I think that we should put some money on the Cubs to win against the Phillies. Let me get to that in a second.
Okay.
But we've had a couple calls waiting, including Dave from, is it Singer, Wisconsin, or Slinger, Wisconsin?
Slinger, Wisconsin.
Slinger, Wisconsin. Alyssa, we're going to Slinger.
Oh.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Alyssa. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Hope, wishing you a happy 4th of July. Well, losing Andre Drummond and losing Alex Caruso hurt it. Now, when we face Philadelphia, do you see us getting a real big battle with the 76ers? Because, you know, Andre knows our team and we know him. Do you see a different game, and I mean a battle with the 76ers and going to Oklahoma City that we lost Alex? Do you see, and I know they took us twice, do you see us having a different Bulls team? Can we, like, if maybe split, maybe we can take them twice. How do you see the season?
Thanks, Dave.
Go. Thank you. I do notice that when players are playing against their former team, they try a little bit harder. There's a little bit more pep in their step. But against the 76ers, they are going to have a good team. He brought up Joel Embiid and then Paul George. He just signed with the 76ers. Tobias Harris. I mean, Joel Embiid.
Yeah, Maxey.
I would love to see the Bulls win against the 76ers. Then he brought up Alex Crusoe against the Thunder. I mean, you got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander over there. Yeah, I would love for the Bulls to win against them. And I do think, though, a player like Crusoe, he really is going to want to win over the Bulls.
But that's always the thing, too. Like, people, you know, and I totally get the spirit of the question that Dave is asking. Like, can, you know, now is it going to be advantage to Crusoe because he can give information to his teammates on how the Bulls play? Well, he can do that if he wants, but all these guys care about in a situation like that. And I know Crusoe is the farthest from being a selfish player, but they want to get theirs, man. They're going to use all those
numbers.
Tricks for their. For, in that case, then it becomes personal. But yeah, I mean, of course, whatever weaknesses Crusoe can't expose on the Bulls, he's going to expose, just as any player from their ex team will do. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that happens all the time.
All the time.
Do players admit it? Absolutely not. You can interview them. So, did you talk to so and so? Did you tell you got any secrets? And I was like, no, not really. Of course, they've got secrets, and of course, they use that.
It's great for me in terms of betting purposes when I give out my picks. One that always hits is when Max Strus, who's on the Cavaliers, plays against the Bulls. He always drains like 5 triples.
Wow.
And they always have it listed as like, you know, 2.5, maybe 3. And like, Max is going to go off tonight. And he always does.
It's the maybe, does that attach to the ex-Bulls factor with him?
Yes, that as well.
Is that what it is? Like, is he's extra juiced up?
And playing in his hometown.
Absolutely. Well, see now that, and that brings me to my,
is that a good transition?
That
there?
Was a beautiful transition.
I'm, you know,
see, we
I'm
just
learning.
Became a team, 7-18. We thought that our radio chemistry was good just when we were hanging out backstage. Like within the
look
first 30 seconds, we're just talking to, like, we're homies. You know, none of this, hey, what's new and all that. Like, we don't need to do that.
No.
We're just talking.
No small talk.
That's right. We're just talking. But right there, we became a team part two.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Cubs are going to beat Philadelphia tomorrow, and that I say that with prominence just because of how good Philadelphia is this year. Maybe the best team in baseball at 55-29. But the Cubs are going up against a pitcher that is making his first major league start, Michael Mercado. He had a relief appearance. Now, he was really good in AAA. 1.71 ERA and 47 in a third innings for Michael Mercado. But again, first major league starts for them. Also, Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper, both out of the lineup for Philadelphia.
Correct.
They're coming from playing a division team where there's a heightened importance, and I get it. It was just the Marlins that they were playing, and now they play this dud of a team, the Cubs. You know, they're coming into Chicago. Great teams always love to be in Chicago. I just think that and the Cubs should be properly motivated after yesterday's Bryce Terang grand slamming and just another bad series for the Cubs. I think it all adds up to a Cubs win. My only doubt, because I want you to calculate everything here, Bergs.
Okay.
So I'm just giving you.
Should I get my pen and paper out?
I'm taking everything off my chart, all my bullet points. Hayden Wesneski is starting for the Cubs tomorrow. You could consider that a dangerous thing just because this guy seems to be giving up home runs every time I see him pitch, whether it's relief or starting.
Okay.
Ironically, he's only given up 8 home runs this year in 20 games. 34. No, wait, I think I got that messed up. But 8 home runs so far this year. So Hayden Wesneski, always a risk. But I would bet on the Cubs to win tomorrow. Are you with me? And by how much should we bet? What do you want to do? You want to lay it down on a triple, whatever thing?
So,
yeah.
So the Cubs are actually listed as the favorites tomorrow to win.
How about, see?
And the Phillies are
look
the underdogs.
Me. Look at me.
The total is 9.5. That, Tyler, wouldn't you say that's pretty high for baseball?
Especially with the Cubs.
9.5.
Cubs bullpen game or opener game, that seems like honestly a reasonable number.
Yeah, so are you taking the over on this?
I would take it.
Okay. So the one sport I don't bet on is actually baseball. Since I work for White Sox.
Okay.
It's a little different with Bulls.
Okay. But you're already kind of straightening
it out.
But
I like, you know, of course, talk about it. But yeah, here I'm talking about the Bulls still.
Bears.
Just reset. Bears, Bulls.
Bears.
The Cubs are the favorites, but if I were a baseball bettor,
yes,
I would take the Phillies get the juice.
Oh, okay.
And I just like can't. I just in my heart, I can't bet the Cubs.
Oh, God,
Burks. I know I'm terrible. I'm way too true to my teams.
Like, I feel like you've got like Cubs anger in you.
No. Like, it's no anger.
Are you
just
sure
like,
about that? I feel like
I promise I have nothing against them.
Okay.
I don't root against them.
You're just full blooded White Sox. That's all.
It's my love, my passion.
It's your religion.
I blame my parents.
It's your higher power. The White Sox are my higher power. They are.
I just love them there, and oh, the team's not good, and that's what frustrates me. But
all right, we are going to take a break. I'm being told again by Tyler Farrigal.
We're just talking too much. I know.
We're going to talk to Elise Menaker coming up next. They have a very special broadcast coming up that we want to talk to Elise about and talk to her about the Chicago Cubs and Major League Baseball. So we're looking forward to talking to her next, along with Alyssa Bergamini. I am Mark Grody on The Score.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo. The Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Fans standing all over American Family Field. Fans for both teams standing. And the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and the Cubs win the ball game. The Cubs win it. Hector Neris strikes out Bryce Turang. Some clutch pitching by the veteran Hector Neris. And this series is even at one victory apiece.
We're back with more Mark Grody and Alyssa Bergamini on 670 The Score.
Good for Tyler Farrigal to choose the good thing that happened this weekend for the Cubs.
There you go, Tyler.
Yeah, that was the Saturday game. Cubs beat Milwaukee 5-3. Ian Happ with a 2-run homer in the 8th. that sealed the win for the Cubs. Some really good relief in that one, including Hector Neris. You're right here on the score. Justin Steele. That was also the game, Bergs, that Justin Steele was showing the emotion in the dugout.
All the emotion. I just looked that highlight up. He must have had like a monster drink before that or something.
that's pitcher adrenaline.
I love it.
That's a fastball throwing pitcher's adrenaline, and everybody in that dugout's like, "Is he looking at me?"
You need
like,
someone Maley's like that.
Like, "Yo, whoa, you looking at? Are you guys seeing this? We're getting yelled at here. We're getting yelled at by a pitcher."
Point the finger sometimes.
Yeah, but you know, probably was needed. It was probably needed. The Cubs do lose 2 out of 3, and let's just keep the Cubs talk going with somebody who is way closer to the Cubs than you and I, and that is Elise Menaker, on field reporter and analyst for Cubs baseball on the Marquee Sports Network, also on field reporter and analyst for the Big Ten Network. It is our friend Elise Menaker joining us here on The Score. What's up, Elise? How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, we are
doing good.
Yeah, we are doing great. We've been talking a ton of baseball, and that's A-okay with us. It's been tough, though. I mean, this was one of those series, Elise, where you thought maybe you could start to dig your way back into whatever race you think you're a part of for the Cubs, but they unfortunately... You had bookend grand slams in this series, the one yesterday and one in the first game as well, and you end up losing 2 out of 3.
Yeah, the Brewers, I mean, I guess that's just what they do these days. They hit grand slams because they're not alone, and the Cubs being one of the victims to a couple of them. But to your point, I think after that Saturday win, because it's a division game against the Brewers, they pick up the win. You're thinking like, okay, maybe this is the time where they turn the corner. They had some offense going. They had the long ball. You were seeing pieces of everything that you wanted to. Neris closing it out. Right now, it's really just about that consistency element. And it sounds so simple, because if you want to summarize it like that, sure, but it's a lot harder than it seems because of the snowball effect that can happen during times like this. You know, guys pressing, everyone wanting to be the hero, making plays bigger than they are or need to be, because you just can be tight at times like this because you know that you're slumping and you're not where you want to be. So I think that it's just going to, you're waiting for it to happen, and you're seeing glimpses of it, and you're just basically waiting for it to all come together one day after another.
Elise, you have a very exciting day coming up, and that would be Sunday, July 7th against the Los Angeles Angels. And that is because it is the first ever all-female broadcast in Cubs history on Marquee. It's you, Beth Mowins, Taylor McGregor. First off, personally, can't wait to watch this. I watch Marquee when I can, and I'm definitely going to tune in for you lovely ladies. Just how excited are you to call that game and just to be a part of history?
Yeah, it'll be an absolute blast. I love working with both of them. And, you know, Taylor and I, we don't always get a lot of time to work together, but it'll be nice because if we do, it's fun, and the same thing goes for Beth. And so I think being able to work together, calling a game, each in roles that we're used to doing on Marquee, it'll just be really nice to have a day like that, making history. I mean, it's such an honor when you think about the Cubs and Marquee and just being able to do this. Like, I'm not even sure at times that I can fully grasp what all of that means. But more than anything, I just, you know, when I think about it personally, like, I just want to go out and do the best job that I possibly can, because at the end of the day, like, this is, you know, a job that I want to do, you know, a really good job at. And so that's what's important to me. And it's not just for myself, but it's for fans. Like, I want to put out the best product that I possibly can. So if it's when we're all three working together, that's an added bonus, because, you know, both are so talented at what they do. And so the three of us together, I think we're just looking to have a lot of fun and do the best that we can in our roles, like we do every single day.
There are so many young girls right now that are looking up to players like Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, just seeing that they too can, you know, be an athlete. And I'm sure there's going to be so many young females looking to you three and saying, you know what, I want to work in sports, because not often do you turn on the television and you see three females. It's so often the other way around. So I think just looking at it from that perspective as well, you're just, you know, making an impact in more ways that you know.
Yeah, and I think sometimes even that's something that, like, because you get so into the day-to-day grind that you forget that that's an important part of this too. That, you know, if that's what this can lead to, then that's fantastic. Like, I hope to do that on a daily basis, and it's something that it's almost just kind of maybe subconscious, like I don't actively think about it, but I hope that by going about my job every single day, that it's inspiring, you know, young girls and boys to go out there and to dream big and to go after their dreams. You know, it's something that I said in the statement, like early on, that's what my mom taught me, you know, like, you know, figure out what you want your career to be. And then once I figured that out, it was really just motivating me to work hard and never give up, because that's a big part of it too. I mean, with any job, you're always going to face rejection, but it's really just how you believe in yourself that's going to, you know, be the difference in how you move forward. And so that's always really what motivated me, because it's kind of like being an athlete. You know, you're going to be told a lot of different things. Maybe you can't do this or you're not as good as that, but it's really about the belief you have in yourself that's most important, and that's what's going to drive you. I mean, even as you mentioned, like Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, and I think it's so cool what they have done for women's sports and women's basketball. It is so fun to watch. And a lot of it is just like them being themselves and not letting anyone else get in their way and not letting anyone hold them back, because they know what they're capable of and they want to show everyone that. And so I think you're seeing it, like, that's on the athlete side. And then, you know, with this game, if this is how we can show it on the broadcast side, then that's amazing too.
I love it. I love it. All of that really well said. Is doing play-by-play in your future, do you think, as well, Elise? Because honestly, I'd love to see you or Taylor McGregor get a crack at the boog mic at some point in time. I mean, I don't know. I don't know that that's something that you even desire to do or something that you're training to do. And I know this sounds like an interview question all of a sudden. What are your desires? Yeah. What are your intentions?
I want to be in 10 years.
Yeah. What are your intentions in that broadcast booth?
Your five-year plan, Elise, go.
Yeah, yes.
Right, exactly. Okay, here's what I'm thinking. No, so it's funny because I've been asked that before, and I don't actively, you know, seek to do it. But okay. If there's anything I've learned in this industry, it's never say never.
Right.
So no, I haven't trained like that. I don't, you know, I haven't practiced.
I gotcha.
But again, like, I don't know. Who knows? I want to do this job for the rest of my life. And so it's a long time to ever say no to stuff. So we'll see how it evolves. But at this point, it's not on my radar. I'm really trying to hone the color, the analysis side of it. And so if at some point the play-by-play comes with it, we'll see. But I really enjoy all the roles that I have with Marquee. And so of all of them, I don't do play-by-play, but you know, maybe ask me in 30 years.
All right. Do you juggle? Do you juggle or dance?
Do I juggle or dance?
Yeah.
You mean literally?
Yeah, yes. That's the next question in this interview.
Okay. Do I juggle or dance? I love dancing.
Okay.
Cannot juggle, which might be surprising. I can't juggle at all.
You cannot. Okay.
Like, no.
I love that you just came up with that question.
I think it's more random that one could juggle than not. You said it's weird that you can't juggle. I actually can juggle, but I'm rare.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, even when they tell you to start practicing, like when you have two balls in one hand, right? That's where you're supposed to start.
Yep.
I can't. No, I don't know what's wrong with me. So,
okay.
I can't juggle.
On the topic of juggle, I guess.
Okay.
How can the Cubs juggle? How can they take advantage of the Phillies starting?
Nice transition.
I'm trying here. The Cubs start a 3-game set tomorrow against the Phillies. Phillies are without Kyle Schwarber as well as Bryce Harper, both on the 10-day IL list. So how can the Bulls, I cover the Bulls. The Cubs, I'm so sorry.
I know, and I say Bears. So we're saying Bears and Bulls out of context.
How can the Cubs take advantage of the Phillies? That's what I'm trying to get at here.
The Cubs. Got it. I mean, it's a lot of what they can say is it's not always just about who you play, but when you play them. So having those two guys on the IL not playing in this series, I mean, that makes a big difference. But what's going to make a bigger difference is how the Cubs come out, because they've got to start scoring runs. They've got to be putting hits together more, because this Philly team, I mean, they're a well-rounded team. I was going to say they hit, but they also have pitching. They have a little bit of everything. And so that for me is it's almost like right now when you're struggling, I'm looking less at the opponents and more at what the Cubs would have to do to step up and get the wins. And that's what they're going to have to do a better job of moving forward, because they're at a point where they need to string together wins. So you've got to see more production, as we talked about earlier, more consistently. And it's true against this Phillies team. And it's, you know, you look at their July schedule and it just doesn't get much easier. So it's going to have to start tomorrow, because you look ahead, you've got the Angels after that, for the Orioles, you're going to have the Cardinals, you got the All-Star break in there, but you're going to, you know, you have just more coming out of the Brewers at home, because I'm looking at it now and looking ahead. So I could go on and on, but essentially it's going to start with the Phillies, and the Cubs will have to step up because this is going to be one of the best teams they face this month.
Yeah, you know, it's a rough road, and you know, you mentioned the All-Star break, and then you've got the trade deadline, so there is a lot of consequential things that are happening as we speak for the Chicago Cubs in terms of, in the name of them getting their acts together. And that said, Elise, we came out with the victory, the Cubs win Saturday, where Justin Steele goes huffing and puffing into the dugout, and I think that he comes, and Justin Steele comes into this week, as far as the fans are concerned, with a 100% approval rating for doing that, or having that tirade, or whatever you want to call it, because somebody needed to say something, and maybe things have been said, but I feel like that was something that everybody who either roots for this team, broadcasts for this team, talks about this team, needed. Did you think that the Justin Steele move was good?
Do I think it was good? I mean, I think he felt it was needed. Do I think it was good? I think it's nice to see fire from players. It's hard when you're struggling, because when you're not playing well, it can be hard to step up and be that person. Now, after the game, Justin pointing out, hey, I wish I kind of did it maybe just amongst my teammates, not really in front of the cameras. But I also believe in that moment, what it kind of reminded me of is there's probably so much happening behind the scenes. And I don't necessarily mean huffing and puffing. I mean, these guys are working hard day in and day out. And just because they're not out there always, you know, seeing what we saw from Steele doesn't mean they don't care. Now, I like seeing the emotion, even when guys get frustrated, and we're seeing spurts of that, because it is, I think, as fans, like, that's sometimes what you want to see. You just want to see, you know, like how they're affected by things, basically. And that's what we got from Steele in that moment. He was frustrated and he expressed that. And I like what counsel said after that, when this comes from a good place, because this is not something that we see Steele do all the time. He's not, you know, that's the first time we've ever seen him do that. He is an emotional player, but he's never done anything like that. And so I think that can resonate with your team when it's not constant. And, you know, he's a leader on this team. So, yeah, I mean, I think because of that, there was maybe like, hey, is that the jolt? You know, they win that game. And I think that's probably what you were feeling like, because then when they lose yesterday, you know, it's like, oh, back to that. But could it still be a time where you kind of remember that, and then maybe they can go on some run moving forward? I think when it's not like overdone, I think that stuff can resonate with teammates, but I think it's also like they're all feeling it. They're all trying really hard. And just because you're not seeing anything like that doesn't mean it's not true.
Elise, the calendar flips to July. So we know what that means. That means that the MLB trade line is quickly approaching. So what moves, if any, do you expect the Cubs to make prior to the trade deadline or at the trade deadline?
Yeah, I think that's really the question that we're going to have answered here coming up in a few weeks, because I've been thinking about it myself, and I feel like if there's anything I've learned in this game, it's like you never really know. And so I've kind of learned, like, it's too early to jump to any conclusions, but the games, the outcomes will kind of answer that for you in the coming weeks. And so we're still kind of in this, like, wait and see mode. And everyone knows how the game works, like how it matters. You know, results matter in this game. And so I don't know is the answer right now. But I think we will know in the coming weeks. I understand we have to know, but I think those questions will be answered once we see kind of, you know, even just what happens leading up to the All-Star break, you know, what things look like. And against some of the best teams in baseball right now.
Yep. Yep. I mean, there's still there's still time. That's the problem, or the good thing, I suppose, with the Cubs that turn this thing around. And it's just like every day they're trying to get their foot back on the gas, and we'll see if they do it. Elise, this has been great. We'll be watching this Sunday, July 7th, the all-female broadcast starring Elise Menaker.
And Beth Mowins and Kelly McGregor.
Yes, yes, yes. Beth Mowins on the play-by, and we're looking forward to it. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. This is fun. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yep, absolutely. Elise Menaker of the Marquee Sports Network.
I have never met her, but now I want to meet her in person.
Yeah, she actually, we didn't bring it up here. She did Cubs pre and post a couple times.
Yes.
So I have, she's like one of those people that I have been hearing and seeing enough over the last few years. Like, I felt like I kind of knew her just being in the business. And then we met, we were kind of both like, yeah, I feel like I know you because, you know, we do our
thing.
Yeah.
You know, what's funny is recently someone came up to me and they were like, oh, I heard you on the Cubs pre and post game. You did great. And I'm like, oh, that wasn't me. I don't know. I do Bulls. I do White Sox. They're like, no, you did great. That was you. And I was like, I promise it wasn't me. I can't tell you that was me, but they complimented me. Basically, they were complimenting Elise. I was like, they were like, no, that was you. I was like, no, it wasn't. I was going back and forth. I'm like, we're just going to just believe what you want.
I guess we
sound alike and she's knowledgeable. So I'm going to take that compliment.
That's funny. You know what? We got to take a break. Come back. We'll talk more about this subjects and sound alikes and things like that. But also, I think this is a good time to bring back something that occurred on the afternoon show here on The Score, because it sparked a question I'd like to ask people right now. And I asked this to Elise and Tyler before the show. Is there a song out there that you used to despise or dislike that now you like, or even a band that you didn't like or appreciate and now you like them a lot and you can't figure out why you didn't like them before? 312-644-6767. And there is a song that you will hear that occurred on the afternoon show that, again, influenced me to bring this up. It is Alyssa Bergamini right there. I am Mark Grody right here. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long.
All right.
Sing it, Mark.
Like a worn out recording.
Don't have the lyrics in front of me. So that song right there, I was actually hoping we were about to hear from our intern, Peter Hansen, singing. We do have that. Okay. Because on our afternoon show, Peter Hansen is an intern here at The Score. And for some reason, he agreed to do karaoke on the air. And the karaoke song that he likes to sing most is that song right there that you are hearing, Pina Colada by Rupert Holmes. So everybody knows that song. You know that song, right?
Yes. Yeah. Who doesn't?
Tyler, right? I mean, you guys are younger, but everybody knows that song, whether you like it.
We know, Tyler.
You like it or not. Well, here is a little bit from Peter, just to get the full context before I get to where I'm going here. Peter Hansen.
And here it comes. Let's listen.
You guys said I would wimp out. Not.
Okay, we haven't heard anything yet. So, what the buildup?
I was tired of my lady.
Yeah.
We've been together too long.
Oh.
Oh.
Like a worn-out recording.
Let's go, Peter.
Of a favorite song.
Yeah, yeah.
So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. In the personal columns, but was this letter I read? If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain.
Uh-huh.
If you're not into yoga and you have half a brain.
I knew it. It's good.
If Ronnie James is bad at basketball.
Whoa!
And the Cubs really stink.
Woo! Whoa.
I'm the love that you looked for. Write to me an escape. from this bad Cubs season.
Oh, improv there. All right. Let's give it up for Peter Hansen.
There you go, Peter. Thank you.
Wow. All right,
and we are now back live.
That Bergs. Was good.
No, it was very good. It was very good. But
that takes some guts.
The he can kind of hold a note. Like, I wouldn't call him a good singer. I would just call him one that can maintain a melody, which does feel like, in general, is a lost art. Like, I can generally hold the melody, you know?
He knew how to sing it low.
He did. That's his register.
You don't want to go too high.
Yeah, that's why we're all like, oh, man, this guy. Everybody's like, be careful. He's got a good voice and he sounds polished already. Yeah. Watch out for that guy, man. Jesus. He's a danger to all of us.
I'm laughing that I met him today for the first time and I thought his name was Pierre.
Oh, yeah.
Shane was like, have you met Pierre? And he obviously, I think, said Peter. And I'm like, I hope I didn't say, nice to meet you, Pierre.
Oh, yeah. Pierre just like, oh, yeah, you want to call me Pierre? That's cool. I'm Pierre.
I totally remember this kid's name, Pierre.
Yeah, Pierre Hansen. I actually like that better, Pierre Hansen.
I'm going to have to tell him next time.
Yeah, and it's
Hi,
not like
I thought your name was Pierre.
Yeah, that's not like even a bad thing. No. It's like, Pierre's kind of a cool name. Like, oh, Pierre. Oh, you're all French.
Well, Pierre,
up.
You killed that.
Yeah, yeah. But that song, too, it reminded me of that. That's a song that I've never really cared for, to be honest with you. It just, like, I don't know what it is. Too formulaic, too much of whatever it is. You know, okay. I mean, like, too much good, like, too popish melody. Like, I just never really cared for the song until I found out what the song was about.
Okay. Please enlighten us.
Yeah, and just very quickly, because we're up against it here, just very quickly, it's about a couple that is married that is having much trouble in their marriage. Mm-hmm. So both of them decide to veer off the path, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
And both took out personal ads for dating, you know, a modern day Madison. What is that? Madison who? Where you do the cheating website.
Oh, why do you think I know this?
No, I'm just trying, like, because it's out on Netflix.
I don't know, honestly.
Right now. You don't, Ashley Madison.
Okay.
Ashley Madison. That's what they would use now, but both. And wanting to cheat in their marriage, took out personal ads, right? So,
wow.
So the wife does it, the husband does it. They're looking to, like, go on adventures with other people, and then it brings they are actually talking to each other and don't know it, and so they meet at this bar. And he says, I never knew that you liked drinking pina coladas.
Did you figure this out today? Have you known this knowledge?
No, I only figured this out a year ago. I'm so excited that there's somebody else learning this right now because I had no idea.
Now I'm scarred from this song.
No, but it's actually beautiful.
I guess
beautiful.
It is a good ending,
it's
right?
It's beautiful. Okay. Like, now I like the song just because I love thinking about these are just two people who got tired in their relationship and thought they then just were bored and were like, man, I don't know if I want to do this. And then they do it. But then they realize there's so much they didn't know about each other. So it's beautiful.
Lyrics actually. 101 with Mark Grody.
Yeah. You're not feeling it though, are you?
I love knowing the meanings behind this. My sister is so into that. She's always like, did you not listen to the lyrics? Do you not understand? I'm like, I'm just listening to like the tune. Am I going to remember the lyrics?
Oh no. Obviously I did the same thing with that song for 30 years. Like I didn't.
Yeah.
I had no idea what it meant until somebody pointed it out to me last year. So
now I'm going to take this information and tell others. So this is just a whole cycle that you have started. So be proud of yourself here, Mark.
Yeah, I hope so. Like, I feel like I've teached. There was a few people that were texting in that were saying, yeah, I had no idea what that song was about. And I literally would turn that song off when it would come on. And now I don't.
And now you know.
And I just think it's beautiful that it worked out, that these two loved each other.
All because of a pina colada.
All because of a pina colada, not knowing about the pina colada. So, yes, we need to take a break here. But when we come back, Bergs, I wish we could continue to talk about this, but let's straighten things out a little bit. We'll talk about the Chicago Bulls with our mutual friend Mark Schanowski of ABC7 and the Give Me the Hot Sauce podcast and the Windy City Bulls. We will talk Chicago Bulls with him next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile.
you can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long.
All right.
Sing it, Mark.
Like a worn out recording.
Don't have the lyrics in front of me. So that song right there, I was actually hoping we were about to hear from our intern, Peter Hansen, singing. We do have that. Okay. Because on our afternoon show, Peter Hansen is an intern here at The Score. And for some reason, he agreed to do karaoke okay. on the air. And the karaoke song that he likes to sing most is that song
wow.
right there that you are hearing, Pina Colada by Rupert Holmes. So everybody knows that song. You know that song, right?
Yes. Yeah. Who doesn't?
Tyler, right? I mean, you guys are younger, but everybody knows that
yeah.
song, whether you
we
like
know,
it.
Tyler.
You like it or not. Well, here is a little bit from Peter, just to get the full context before I get to where I'm going here. Peter Hansen.
And here it comes. Let's listen.
You guys said I would wimp out. Not.
Okay, we haven't heard here anything yet. So, what a buildup.
I was tired of my lady.
Yeah.
We've been together too long.
Oh.
Oh.
Like a worn-out recording.
Let's go, Peter.
Of a favorite song.
Yeah, yeah.
So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. In the personal columns, or was this letter I read? If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain.
Uh-huh.
If you're not into yoga and you have half a brain.
I knew it. It's good.
If Ronnie James is bad at basketball.
Whoa!
And the Cubs really stink.
Woo!
Whoa.
I'm the love that you looked for. Write to me an escape. from this bad Cubs season.
Oh, improv there. All right. Let's give it up for Peter Hansen.
There you go, Peter. Thank you.
Wow. All right,
and we are now back live.
That Bergs. Was good.
No, it was very good. It was very good. But
take some guts.
The he can kind of hold a note. Like, I wouldn't call him a good singer. I would just call him one that can maintain a melody, which does feel like in general is a lost art. Like, I can generally hold the melody, you know.
He knew how to sing it low.
He did. That's his register.
You don't want to go too high.
Yeah, that's why we're all like, oh, man, this guy. Everybody's like, be careful. He's got a good voice and he sounds polished already. Yeah. Watch out for that guy, man. Jesus. He's a danger to all of us.
I'm laughing that I met him today for the first time and I thought his name was Pierre.
Oh, yeah.
Shane was like, have you met Pierre? And he obviously, I think, said Peter. And I'm like, I hope I didn't say, nice to meet you, Pierre.
Oh, yeah. Pierre just like, oh, yeah. You want to call me Pierre? That's cool. I'm Pierre.
I totally remember this kid's name, Pierre.
Yeah. Pierre Hansen. I actually like that better. Pierre
Hansen.
I'm
going to have to tell him next time. Yeah. And it's not like I thought your name was Pierre.
Yeah. That's not like even a bad thing. No. It's like, Pierre's kind of a cool name. Like, oh, Pierre. Oh, you're all French.
Oh,
well,
Pierre,
up.
You killed that.
Yeah. Yeah. But that song, too, it reminded me of that. That's a song that I've never really cared for, to be honest with you. It just, like, I don't know what it is. Too formulaic, too much of whatever it is. You know, okay. I mean, like, too much good, like, too popish melody. Like, I just never really cared for the song until I found out what the song was about.
Okay. Please enlighten us.
Yeah, and just very quickly, because we're up against it here, just very quickly, it's about a couple that is married that is having much trouble in their marriage. Mm-hmm. So both of them decide to veer off the path, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
And both took out personal ads for dating, you know, a modern day Madison. What is that? Madison who? Where you do the cheating website.
Oh, why do you think I know this?
No, I'm just trying, like, because it's out on Netflix.
I don't know, honestly.
Right now. You don't, Ashley Madison.
Okay.
Ashley Madison. That's what they would use now, but both. And wanting to cheat in their marriage, took out personal ads, right? So,
wow.
So the wife does it, the husband does it. They're looking to, like, go on adventures with other people, and then it brings they are actually talking to each other and don't know it, and so they meet at this bar. And he says, I never knew that you liked drinking pina coladas.
Did you figure this out today? Have you known this knowledge?
No, I only figured this out a year ago. I'm so excited that there's somebody else learning this right now because I had no idea.
Now I'm scarred from this song.
No, but it's actually beautiful.
I guess
beautiful.
It has a good ending,
it's
right?
It's beautiful. Okay. Like, now I like the song just because I love thinking about these are just two people who got tired in their relationship and thought they then just were bored and were like, man, I don't know if I want to do this. And then they do it. But then they realize there's so much they didn't know about each other. So it's beautiful.
Lyrics actually. 101 with Mark Grody.
Yeah. You're not feeling it though, are you?
I love knowing the meanings behind this. My sister is so into that. She's always like, did you not listen to the lyrics? Do you not understand? I'm like, I'm just listening to like the tune. Am I going to remember the lyrics?
Oh no. Obviously I did the same thing with that song for 30 years. Like I had no idea what it meant until somebody pointed it out to me last year. So
now I'm going to take this information and tell others. So this is just a whole cycle that you have started. So be proud of yourself here, Mark.
Yeah, I hope so. Like, I feel like I've teached. There was a few people that were texting in that were saying, yeah, I had no idea what that song was about. And I literally would turn that song off when it would come on. And now I don't.
And now you know.
And I just think it's beautiful that it worked out, that these two loved each other.
All because of a pina colada.
All because of a pina colada, not knowing about the pina colada. So, yes, we need to take a break here. But when we come back, Bergs, I wish we could continue to talk about this, but let's straighten things out a little bit. We'll talk about the Chicago Bulls with our mutual friend Mark Schanowski of ABC7, the Gimme the Hot Sauce podcast, and the Windy City Bulls. We will talk Chicago Bulls with him next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.